I read a statement that you said, adding behavior services to our practice has enriched my career and helped many families and pets enjoy a healthier life together. Can you please expand on that statement a little bit?
Okay, thank you. Wow. How should I say this? It's like when you really can understand why something happens. Okay, so I think you and I, it's like when I finally really understood what was happening with, say, muscle loss because of kidney failure, I suddenly felt a lot better about how to explain to a client and why things like diet and nutrition was just as important as running blood tests and your analysis to diagnose the disease.
Absolutely,
And
yeah.
it's kind of a next level of really loving the profession and loving the work that I
Sure.
do. That what I can understand, well, why is that dog hiding from the 3-year-old and trying to bite the 3-year-old when he's so cuddly and good with the adults? When I could understand that for the dog, reaching and grabbing and being chased around was actually scaring the dog. And when a dog gets scared enough, he now has to shift to aggression to make it stop. And he's not a bad dog. It's about this interaction. And from that, then I could explain to the parent why, okay, when Junior is out needing to be running around, we're putting Fido behind the baby gate and throwing him rewards to like this, so our 3-year-old can be a 3-year-old, and our dog is not going to be threatened, and we don't have a bite to the child, and everybody's happier. And especially too, again, if we have mixing the medicine, and behavior, if we have the 12-year-old dog, and the 3-year-old keeps trying to climb on the 12-year-old dog, who's arthritic and can't get up and go away. And the 12-year-old dog starts growling at the 3-year-old, and this dog has never growled before. I can understand it's because this child keeps coming after a dog and is threatening him, who cannot get away because of the arthritis. So now, not only talk about let's get behind the baby gate, let's talk about helping this old dog with arthritis too.
I agree completely. Really good points with that. So I think it's so important to really go beyond, to look a little bit deeper and see exactly what's going on and how we can help these pets. I think that's, so important.